breathe that breath of life into Adam. You know, the angel said he did it. He's done it. He has created something that has the ability to worship and has the ability to love. Amen. God is love. And he created us in his image. So a lot of things. Sometimes it's the only thing that will accomplish things in our life is prayer and fasting. And we have to place ourselves in that position to hear from God, both body and soul and spirit. Jesus, the law didn't say, you know, just you should love the Lord with all your mind, period. I'm telling you, it's your mind, your heart, your strength, everything that is within you. Amen. We're made up of body, soul, and spirit. I want all three parts of me to be worshiping God and praying to him. Because I tell you what, like the old saying, we need to be hitting on all cylinders when we're serving God and working for the kingdom of God. And because if you're not, I had a little old red car one time, and I was coming back into De Quincy from work, and I was tired. I rounded that curve by that sale barn, if you know how about anything about De Quincy. I heard a loud pow. I said, what in the car didn't die. But I'm telling you, that thing, the old fella said, that thing running like a hog on ice. I made it to the house. That thing had blown a spark plug out of the side of the motor. I don't know how it got loose, but it did. And I'm telling you, I wasn't hitting the well. It didn't have a four. I was on three. But I'm telling you, if you're not running full steam ahead and on all cylinders, you ain't going to make it. I wouldn't have went much further. I wasn't but about 2 miles from my house. And I made it, and I raised the hood, and there was a spark plug hanging out, wire still hooked to it. But I'm telling you, we need to be hitting on all cylinders, serving God. Amen, amen. Esther chapter 4, verse 16. Go, gather together all the Jews. Now, this is her getting ready to make her move after she's done been given the instructions by her uncle. Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan. That was the palace. And fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. She recognized right off the bat, and if I perish, I perish. It doesn't matter what the outcome for me is, as long as I'm doing God's will. As long as I'm doing what my time is for. It's like the outset, you know, the name of this lesson. For a time such as this, is it my time? I want to be ready. Amen. And if I perish, I perish. I tell you, an important function of a body of believers, just like this church, is mutual support in difficult times. Esther could have probably prayed and fasted by herself, but she solicited all the people. She said, gather all the Jews that are present in Shushan. Not just a few of them. I want all of them fasting and praying. Amen. So mutual support in a body of believers is wonderful in difficult times. And I'm telling you, don't ever fail to ask support from some of your brothers and sisters. We should never be afraid to ask one another in private, I need you to help me pray about something. I got something in my life I need you to help me pray about. And you should never have fear that that person would betray you and say anything. And, of course, there's scriptures about that, and the Word of God bears that out. But when you're facing tough situations, we ought to be able to go to one another and say, I need help. I need you to help me fast and pray, just like Esther did. And I'm telling you, by sharing our trials, we get strength from the very bond that unites us together. And when you come together and you accomplish what you need to accomplish in your life and what you need to accomplish for God, it gives you strength and makes you stronger. If we walk through this life without temptations or without anything, we wouldn't know how to be strong. You know, and God's not interested in just slapping you around, but we do have to go through things. And that's what makes us come out stronger. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It didn't say anything about getting hung up in the valley of death and never make it out. I walk through the valley of death. And God will see us through. And I tell you, if someone asks for help, be willing to give it. If they ask you to help, help me fast, help me pray, help me get through this, let's be willing to jump in and help them. Esther was saying, the king didn't call for me, and I could die just walking into his court. I mean, you have to understand the protocol of the day. And but fasting and prayer strengthens us spiritually to face the opposition. And she not only prayed, she taught and sought everybody else to pray. So she was going in. You know, you hear that old saying, I'm going in. Well, she went in. If I perish, I perish. So regardless of the outcome, thank God she was willing to do that. And I tell you, if she had not prayed, I do feel certain that the whole thing would have played out like Haman wanted to play out. He wanted to hang Mordecai, and I'm pretty sure if she hadn't have done what God, that very thing probably would have happened, and he would have been hung. I tell you, it's kind of difficult to work with people who don't want to pray. Their outlook is not wanting to serve God and do the will of God. I'm so glad that I am with a body of believers that pray and know the importance of prayer and about being ready when God talks to ourselves. We must prepare ourselves. When Jesus went into the wilderness after his baptism, I tell you, that same sweet spirit that came out of heaven when the heavens opened up and like a dove came down and lit on him, that gentle spirit, that's the same spirit that turned right around, and the Bible said it drove him into the wilderness. Sometimes it is like a sweet spirit, and sometimes the Spirit of God compels us and drives us to go into places that we'd rather not go. And he spent, you know the story, he spent 40 days of fasting and praying and faced Satan himself. But I tell you what, he conquered his flesh with fasting and prayer. And he conquered Satan with the word. I tell you, Satan threw everything. Satan has got three things to operate with. And the Bible bears it out. It's the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. You mark my words, every time something happens, the way of sin and the way he approaches, it will fit one of those three categories. And he threw everything he had at Jesus. And even like we talk about, you know, worshiping God and losing ourselves in Christ when we come to church and even in our private prayer at home, Satan wants the same thing. He wants your worship. And he told Jesus, he said, get all of this. If you'll just bow down and worship me, I will give you every bit of this stuff. Trying to appeal to him. But I'm telling you, I'm so glad that Jesus fought him with the word. And he fought his flesh with fasting and prayer and was victorious. Amen. Amen. Esther chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel. I'm telling you what, put on your good clothes when you're going to do a job for God. Amen. And stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, over against the gate of the house. And it was so when the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. Liked what he saw. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near, and she touched the top of the scepter. Esther came into the king's presence prepared. Amen. Fixing herself up physically, making herself attractive to the king like a queen should, and fasting and prayer. I tell you, he drew her into her presence because she was ready for her time such as this. Amen. That's what I want to be. Amen. I tell you, there is a blessing on the horizon for anybody, any person of purpose. Only be prepared to receive an okay or an endowment for God if you are ready. I tell you, we cannot afford to be lackadaisical. We can't afford to not be ready. And, you know, it's like It's kind of like the fireman when the fire alarm goes off and they need to respond to a fire or an emergency or something. You don't run around trying to find your boots. You don't run around trying to find your helmet, do you, Brother Jake? You can go from dead asleep in your uniform in the fire truck in a matter of seconds if you're going to save the house or save a life. And we're the same way. We don't need to be going into anything half prepared. We have to be fully prepared to do a work for the King and to go in to the. We can't afford to miss our time. I tell you, folks, we have been brought to the kingdom for such a time as this. I tell you, we pray all the time, God, we want revival. Let it start in us. Let that revival be renewed in us. Let us stir up what's inside of us first. And then we can take it to the streets. And then we can take it to everybody else. Amen. Amen. But we need to get into the inner court of the King through our prayer and being prepared. I tell you, Jesus would heal a lot of people. And often he would ask them, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? And so I ask you, what is your purpose in the kingdom of God? I ask myself, Steve, what is your purpose in the kingdom of God? And I pray all the time, Lord, you open the door and you give me the strength to walk in and do what you said I need to do. Because he said, if I open the door, no man's going to close it. And by the same token, if I close a door, nobody's going to open it. God, I want to go in the doors that you open. I tell you, Jesus, when he looked over Jerusalem and wept and said, oh, Jerusalem, if you had only known in your time of visitation, God himself manifested in the flesh was in your presence. Oh, Lord, I pray, God, don't let that happen to me. Don't let me not realize that, God, you was in my presence and you were in my life to do a work and I didn't even know it. I wasn't aware of it. God, keep me ready because my time is coming. I've tilled the soil. And we've planted the seed and we've watered. And I'm telling you, folks, a harvest is coming. I tell you what, the sowing sometimes is hard work. And sometimes we want to give up. But I tell you what, in Psalms it says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Don't worry if it's a little bit tough. Prepare yourself and do your best and you will reap in joy. I tell you, nobody can destroy your dreams and your work for God but yourself. It's your journey. It's my journey. And I tell you, the test is the waiting sometimes. Sometimes that's the toughest thing. Sometimes God answers yes. Sometimes he says no. Sometimes he says wait. And we have to be willing to do that. We have to have the faith to be patient. But I'm telling you, your joy is coming one day. And your time is at hand. Psalms chapter 126, verse 6. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. I tell you, in due time, fruit will grow. The pecans will be on the trees in the due time. Fruit will be on the tree in due time. Even the plants that are under the soil, the taters will be ready in due time. When you go out and the ground's cracked and you look and there's that old tater looking up. But we have to have to know and understand that it has its season. You know, sometimes you go to the store and you look in the shelf and it'll be a pie made or something like that, one of them frozen pies, and it'll say fresh peach pie. Well, I don't know how fresh that is. I don't know when they picked them peaches. But I'll tell you one thing. When they're in season and you get your hands on some of those good Ruston peaches that they grow up around Ruston, Louisiana, and you make a pie, now that's a fresh peach pie. That's a peach pie made with fruit in its season. I promise you, there is a difference. Fruit has to grow in its season, and we do too. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. I tell you, we can't rush God. We got to do it according to His plan and His time. Amen. So I tell you what, are you a part of what God's doing, or are you still looking back at what God has done? Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind. And I've told y'all several times before, and me and my brother discussed it. I'm telling you, you worry about tomorrow, that's anxiety. You worry about what happened yesterday, that's depression. I'm living right now. I'm living in today. I want to forget that stuff behind me. I want to live for today. So when your memories become greater than the dreams that you have and the want to work for God, I'm telling you, you're finished. You're finished. So let's miss our time that God has prepared for us. I tell you, we all have a purpose, just like Esther did. Esther's undertaking was probably one of the greatest things that ever happened to the Jewish people. Saved them almost from annihilation. And an entire nation was spared because Esther realized and understood her time of visitation. And that's what I want to encourage us to do. Let's be close to God and let's pray, let's fast, let's seek His face so that when our time comes for visitation, we're aware of it and we know, God, You're talking to me. It's time for me to move. What do You want me to do? Amen. And we need to be like Esther. If I perish, I perish. Sounds like a win-win situation to me. I told an old uncle of mine, he was on getting ready to be operated on, and he was kind of fearful, I wasn't being ugly, I don't believe. And I told him, I said, well, uncle, I said, are you scared? Yeah, I tell you, I'm so scared. I said, well, if the operation is a success, that's wonderful. That's going to be great. I said, but if it's not, and you pass on into glory, is that not also great? I said, sounds like a win-win. So we need that kind of attitude. If I perish, I perish. I've done all I can do. I've done all I can do to approach the King and do what He and make my petition to Him to save my people or to do what You have me to do. So we have to be prepared. I tell you, the promise is for every person who will lend themselves to Christ. Psalms chapter 1, verse 3, closing. And He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. We just can't pick out our little sugar stick out of the Bible, whatever scripture. Every scripture in the book is the Word of God. And if He tells me I'll be planted like a tree by the water, He means exactly what He says. If I'm going to bring my fruit forth in myself, He means exactly what He says. And He says His leaf not going to wither. Whatever I do, it's going to prosper. Amen. And that is my goal down here, to prosper in the kingdom of God and in my walk with God. But it's going to take some doing on my part. I'm telling you, folks, we have been brought to the kingdom of God for such a time as this. Is it your time? Is it my time? Let's be aware of it. And if it is, let's go through. Amen. Let's lift our hands and worship God. God's been good to us. Oh, God, help me to know my time in You. Help me to know and understand when You're speaking to me. And You're urging me, God, to do Your will and to do Your work. God, we pray, Lord, You would touch and anoint each and every one of us, Lord. Let Your Spirit speak to our spirit. God, let us be a vessel in Your hand like Esther was, to know and understand that we need to do what we need to do for Your kingdom, oh God. And not be afraid, Lord, about the circumstances and the outcome. Lord, if we perish, we perish. But God, that we do Your work. Lord, keep us safe on the way home tonight, Lord. We give You glory and we give You praise in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. God bless you this evening. I love you. I hope we got a little something out of the lesson. It was on short notice, but I'm looking forward to my pastor coming back and giving me something else, some more food. But I love you. Y'all be safe going home tonight, and we'll be back Sunday at the appointed time. God bless you.